KRXA is proud to be the home of Good Vibrations Radio, a paid program sponsored by Solar Czar and Kira Lani.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Solar Czar, and the beautiful Kira Lani is at a spiritual retreat in Hawaii, actually on the Big Island, on the Hilo side. And she'll be back in a couple of weeks bringing that open heart, that spiritual wisdom. I like to say if I were married to me, I'd take a lot of spiritual workshops myself. I think it's very refreshing. But you're listening to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on AM 540 KRXA. Now, quantum physics tells us we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Jacqueline Joy, founder of Diamond Alignment, and Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew, the founders of Seventh Awakening. And our guest this evening is Lynn McGonigal. Now, before Lynn's brother Alan died, she was living a normal secular life as a CPA, a partner in a local accounting firm. After his death, he came back to share what he had learned with her. As she began to follow her brother into the higher planes, she encountered many, many different beings. Eventually, she realized that there were guides in that group, wise, loving beings, absolutely determined to support those of us who are in our bodies. As the guides, angels, and light beings took over Lynn's training, she began to learn ways to work with the energy of the universe. The guides opened doors to other times, other dimensions, other vibrations, to the endless healing power and loving force of divine flow, and the lightworker's healing method was born. And this method is rapidly spreading peace, joy, and healing nationally and internationally. Now, it's not for the gifted few, but it's for anyone who wishes to pursue the art. So if you're a spiritual seeker, using the light worker's healing method for yourself will also transform your life. And if you're already a healer, this method will elevate your existing practice to a higher healing art. From a very late night on the East Coast, we want to welcome Lynn McGonigal to Good Vibrations Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Solasar. It's really nice to be here with you.
And thank you. I know I've shared a portion of your story as an introduction to you for the listeners, but are there other elements of it that you would like them to understand as we go forward to talk about this healing method?
Well, the other elements really could be summed up as me delaying my growth path, as we all do. Here we are in our bodies, and we're doing our best. And we've come into the body with a plan for our life that we're living, and that plan is typically designed to stretch us so that we grow and become. And change is part of that. Change is scary. Growth is scary. And so typically we as humans resist the soul plan that as spirits we came up with. So I'm no exception to that, of course. And after my guides had taken over my training, they had started to tell me way back in 1994 that I wasn't doing my work in the world. I was supposed to be doing something different. And Solar Czar, I would like the record to show I never said I wasn't going to do it. I did, however, take my own sweet time. And by putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, what I did was create for myself a reasonably serious illness. I was actually disabled for 2 years with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which is a disease of mental confusion and chronic pain and exhaustion. So at that point, I did have to actually sell my CPA practice and then really basically embarked on a search for healing. And through that, I tried lots and lots and lots of different things. I started with Western medicine because that was my frame of reference, but then it didn't do anything for me, and so I went through chiropractic and acupuncture and psychology and energy healing, all the things that anyone would do, raw foods, juicing, yoga, yeah, etc. And finally had no choice but to use the what I thought of as cool energy tricks that my guides had.
The ones you break out at parties. The cool energy tricks.
Cool energy tricks. And as it turns out, the cool energy tricks saved my life.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting from something you said, and I think all of us can explore our lives the same way, but you are right. We hold on to our patterns, our routines, our security. We latch on to them with iron-gripped fingers. And yet, when we're really being directed to our soul's purpose or life purpose, so often people experience an illness.
Right.
Because we're just at a very deep level, we're fighting back the energy to move forward.
Right.
And we're not conscious aware of it. Fortunately, you became aware and began to use the wonderful energy trick. So what do you feel makes the, of course, and who else to tell us but you, what makes the light workers healing method different than other healing methods out there? And as you said, why is it also an adjunct to other healing methods that do exist?
Well, the way I would start to answer the question of what makes the lightworker's healing method different is I would have to say, to our knowledge, we have a committee of practitioners who is researching this, because I have to be honest with you, Solarsar, when I started practicing this, my assumption was there must be hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing the same thing all over the world. And then when my guides were pushing me to teach it, which was maybe 6 years ago now, the same resistance came up in me. I said, well, what's the point in that? And they said, will you just quit arguing with us for once and do what we're suggesting?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say that to our knowledge, this is what makes the lightworker's healing method unique. It's several things. And the first thing is the pure energy alignment of it. In the lightworker's healing method, we completely let go of the illusion of separateness. And instead of trying to maintain healthy boundaries, quote-unquote, between us and our healing subjects, we actively merge ourselves in. We dissolve ourselves, become one with our healing subject, completely merge in as fully and deeply as we are capable of in the moment.
Mm.
And in so doing, we release the need to intuitively scan the person. We free up our intuitive channels to point them straight up to the guides, the angels, where the sun is always shining, where truth is always present, where healing always comes from. So there we are. We're merged with the person, and we have our channels up, and we're open to source and the guides and the angels. Whew, and all the healing comes through us. Now, that's the first part, that energy alignment. And the whole first weekend, we teach this in a series of progressive weekend workshops, and the first weekend, the first day, basically is devoted to teaching people this energy alignment until they get it, because without that, nothing else really matters. Nothing else will work the same without that. And then the second day, we talk about self-healing, as self-care as a healer, and how to maintain health. But back to what's unique, that first energy alignment is crucial. Then there's a process of working with past life healing, which is not unique, but it's well put together, in my personal opinion. I'm not the one who put it together. The guides put it together. However, in the third weekend, there is something that we have not found anywhere else, and that is working with the powerful future. Here's the underlying concept with that. Here we are, spiritual beings, eternal beings on an eternal growth path, getting wiser, getting stronger, getting better, incarnation after incarnation over eons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by definition, there's going to come a time when the challenges of the current life have been mastered. Maybe next life, maybe 50 lives from now, but that time will come, yes? Mm-hmm. Eternal beings, eternal growth path. So all time is now. We've already worked with past life work in the second weekend, so in the third weekend, we simply turn around and go through the other door. Instead of going toward the past, we go toward the future by connecting in with these future lives that have already mastered the challenges of today. We can draw in that mastery into the now moment and heal the current life.
Mm.
So this system starts and ends with alignment, the energy alignment that lets healing flow from the higher dimensions. We're not the healers. We never decide what to apply. We never decide to use a particular technique. All we do is create the alignment, create sacred space, sit with the intention of our subject, open up to the higher dimensions, listen up, and follow directions.
And we do want to let folks know that you are teaching Level 1, the Foundation, on November 3rd and 4th up at the Institute of Noetic Sciences up in Petaluma, north of San Francisco. And people can go to Lynn McGonigal, LightWorkersMethod.com, L-I-G-H-T, WorkersMethod.com, to find out more about that upcoming event. And as was pointed out in the introduction, it's not something they have to do on someone else. It's something they can do with themselves to transform their own life.
Absolutely. And one thing I really want to add to that is that there can be a tendency for people listening to the descriptions to think, well, you have to really have a gift to do that. And I would like to remind them that I was an accountant, and that everybody can learn how to do this. Everyone can learn how to do this. It's a skill, not a gift. It's a teachable, learnable, transmittable skill.
And you're going to actually do Level 1, and you're also going to do Level 2 in December, on December 1st and 2nd, also at Noetic Sciences, so they have an opportunity to really expand. Could you tell us what we could expect in Level 1, the Foundation, and Level 2, Letting Go of the Past?
Absolutely. Level 1, the first day, we really devote to developing the energy alignment, which is if somebody has a healing background, they have to overcome that typically, because the healing backgrounds typically come with this belief system that the healer should keep a healthy boundary, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be undone. Mm-hmm. But it can be undone. And then in the second day, we go through techniques to keep healthy, and then we practice. We teach this by explanation, by transmission, energy transmission, raw energy from the higher dimensions, pure, clear, high vibration energy. We teach it with experiential so people can feel it for themselves, and by paired practice. We come with a teaching team of people who are certified in this energy healing art to support the people as they're practicing. We learn by doing. Listening is all well and good. But until we do it, we don't really remember it. It doesn't work. And then in the second, do I have time before the break to talk about the second class?
Well, why don't we just go for it? And if we have to go a little late to the break, we will. But I think it flows nicely.
In the second class, Letting Go of the Past. This is what comes up more than anything else. Everybody we know is dragging their baggage around. This is what trips us up. This is why, even though we know often what it is we're supposed to do in our lives, we just can't quite seem to do it. And it can be baggage from childhood, but most of the time, the deepest rocks, the ones that weigh us down the most, are past life baggage. We're born with it.
Mm.
So in Level 2, we teach people a process of trauma release and soul fragment retrieval that can apply to current life wounds, but also, of course, past life wounds. We teach people how to access past lives. It's natural. It's normal. We can all do it. I want to explain just a little bit about the trauma release and soul fragment retrieval, because soul fragment retrieval is taught in many shamanic traditions, and it's taught, generally speaking, as a kind of an olly-olly oxen-free, all soul energy come in. And while that is useful, in my experience, out-of-body states are the most powerful healing states. If there's past life energy fragments, that means it survived that out-of-body healing state. You see, it's not going to come back on an olly-olly oxen-free call. It needs the trauma that pushed it out in the first place to be released before it can come back. So it's two halves of the same healing cycle: to clear the trauma, remove it, release it, and then draw in the energy that was lost during the trauma.
That was wonderful. So we'll go ahead and go to our commercial break. We want to let folks know that we're talking to Lynn McGonigal, the creator of the Lightworkers Healing Method. She's also the author of the Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And we're going to continue talking with Lynn as soon as we come back from this commercial break. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani right here on AM 540 KRXA. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With diamond alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. Tonight we're talking with Lynn McGonigal, the creator of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as well as the author of the Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We want to remind folks that you can go to lightworkersmethod.com to find out about the Level 1 and Level 2 training that's coming up at the Institute of Noetic Sciences up in Petaluma, just north of San Francisco, that Lynn was talking about those two levels of training, the foundation and letting go of the past, before we went to the commercial break. Lynn, you mentioned that you would like to take the listeners through an exercise and guide us through something. So is it all right if I just turn it over to you?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Solazar. What I'd like to lead us through is what we call the opening process, and then if there's time, the closing process as well. And here's what I mean by that. In the Lightworkers Healing Method, we conduct all of our healing sessions and all of our classes and all of our gatherings inside of sacred space. The opening process is a process of creating sacred space for ourselves, for our healing practices, for our lives. So we'll start with that, and then we end with the closing process, which is a way of taking our human work and making it divinely perfect. So first, let's just start, if we're in a space, we can do that by closing our eyes, because it can help us to draw our focus inward. And just for a moment, notice the body. Notice the breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, just breathe into it with love. Most of the time when we feel pain, we want it to stop. We want it to go away. But pain is just a messenger. And so instead of trying to push it away, if we just acknowledge, here it is, a messenger, perhaps a very patient messenger that's been with us for a long time waiting for us to notice. So breathe into that pain with love. Sometimes that's all it needs in order to release. And sometimes it needs more. So if you have a discomfort that needs more than just this momentary focus, make a date to come back and give it the attention that it needs. Maybe when this show is over, maybe at the end of the day before you go to sleep. But make a date and keep your promise. It only works the first time to lie to our bodies. And now draw the focus into the heart chakra. And here, most people think of their chakras as reasonably small, but I have so far not worked with anyone who has a chakra smaller than a hula hoop in diameter. So friends, consider that your heart chakra, although it's centered in your chest, reaches up above your head and down below into your legs, at least perhaps below your feet. For many people, their chakras are as big as outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip. So have the intention to align the fullness of this heart chakra right now with universal presence, and we'll start to draw light and love from universal source straight into the front of the heart, filling this huge heart chakra so full of love it bulges and expands and exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us from front to back, front to back, front to back, letting that river flow through us and through our lives. Reaching out the back of our heart chakra with our focus, out the back of our backs, connecting now to that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or something else entirely. It doesn't matter. We don't even need to know what it is. We just find it by feel, by vibration, and draw it into the back of the heart chakra. Once again, filling this huge chakra so full of love, it bulges and expands. And then exhales out the front, and now that river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, in the back and out the front, flowing through us and around us, through us and through our lives, way out to the left and right of us, way above our heads, probably way below our feet as well. Now I'm just swishing that river of love back to front and front to back through this huge heart chakra, back to front and front to back, creating a lovely turbulence that clears and cleanses the heart. And now I'm inviting both those rivers of love to flow full force, simultaneously doubling the amount of love present in the heart chakra. Very nice. Now, draw the focus to the feet and through the feet, connecting into the center of the planet, into divine planetary energies. We start to draw up Father Earth and Mother Earth through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through us and through our lives, letting that river flow now from the center of the planet to the center of the universe through us. Now knowing we're vertical pillars of light is very grounding, very stabilizing, and helps us be a space for spirit in the world, but not of the world. So let's draw that vertical pillar of light up, up, up. There's always more we can do to straighten our energy bodies. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. There's always more we can do to improve our energy bodies. So now, as this river of love flows from the center of the planet through us and around us, at least as wide as outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip by now, let's let our focus go up with this river of love to the crown and through the crown, connecting into source energy, that rainbow of healing frequencies, and we start to draw in healing light from source, drawing in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, all that we have ever had access to, all that we will ever have access to in any life, drawing these through us and around us now in a downward flowing river of love, letting this river flow from sky to earth, through us and around us, through us and through our lives. Now I'm swishing that river of light top to bottom and bottom to top, top to bottom and bottom to top, from the center of the planet to the center of the universe and vice versa. Top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing that pillar of light. Now I'm even spinning the energy body on the vertical axis and inviting both rivers to flow full force simultaneously, sky to earth and earth to sky, doubling the amount of love present. Very nice. Now draw the focus to that intersection area of heart chakra and vertical channels, a very big sphere of love, and instantly it expands into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private healing space for us to do our work in today. Let's notice the outside of the bubble, how strong, light, bright, resilient it is, crackling with electricity. It's really clear that only beings that we invite in can join us. This is private, sacred healing space. Now we're asking our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us. Whew. We're asking for permission to engage in a healing blessing right now, guidance, support, and protection in the process. And now I'm going to ask, oops, I forgot something, and now we'll notice the vortex like a white tornado of love that's spinning around the outside of this bubble, taking away everything that's being released, the very split second it's being released, the moment it's released, so that this bubble is always completely, energetically, squeaky clean, sacred, space, continually sacred space. And right down the center of this vortex, there's flowing a waterfall of love, divine love, the living waters of love, filling the space that we're occupying with love, with so much love we can even feel it lapping at our feet, like a river of love at our feet. And now, friends, let's ask for a blessing from Source. Right now, I'm going to ask for all the healing that we're available to receive right now, for it to come to us. If there's anything that we as individuals need to be pulled forward in our own divine path, may that happen right now. I'm asking for each of us to be given whatever it is that's in our highest and best good right now, to release any mistaken or limiting beliefs we might be holding on to, and to deeply know there are truly no limits. I snuck that in there because we had sacred space, not one to miss an opportunity. So quickly I'll do the closing process and then we can talk for a moment. First I'll ask for any mistakes that were made to be corrected, and anything that was left out that should have been included for it to be included, and anything that was done poorly to be done well, and everything done well to be done perfectly. I'm going to ask for all of us to have our energy separated out right now, because no matter what we're doing, friends, our energy is merging with the people around us. So let's call our energy back right now. Everybody, call your own energy back, my energy back to me, and let's release everyone else's energy back to them. We don't need to be carrying other people's stuff. Now we'll take that bubble of light we started with, expanding it a million, a billion times over, splitting it into individual bubbles, one for you, one for me, one for everyone we touched, everyone encased in light, drawing the bubbles right on down into the divine plan, drawing them down and sealing them in place in the divine plan, and we are complete. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's just a little taste of the energy. It's hard to get a full perspective of it in this short of a time period, but for the energy sensitive, that might be enough to get a taste of it.
Well, thank you very much for taking us through that and guiding us through that. I'm sure most of us wouldn't have known that something was missing or that you were adding something unless you told us so. But I did want to come back to when you were talking to us through that process, and also it seems to be a process of the lightworkers' healing methods, about the healing light beings. Do people who go through the lightworkers' healing method training, do they have to see the light beings, or do they sense the light beings, or how do they connect with the light beings as a part of the training?
In the level one class, we help people develop at least one method of working with subtle energy. We are all naturally multisensory in the subtle realms as well. For some of us, it's visually seeing. For some of us, it's feeling with our hands. For some of us, it's hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling it in our bodies or with empathy. There are lots of different ways, and everyone has ways that work better for them than others. So in the level one class, we help people find at least one way that they can work with. Mm-hmm. And encourage them to continue to develop all of them, because they're all available for us. And you specifically mentioned the light beings, and that's really the level four class, the end of the core curriculum,
mm-hmm.
where if people haven't naturally had the doors open to particular healing light beings, we in effect make introductions where we draw through the energy connection to various types of light beings, and people practice working as channels for the healing light beings, which almost everyone but me seems to categorize as angels. The only reason I don't is because they've asked me to use different lingo.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in one sense, categorizing them as angels for everybody else somehow makes it easier for them to understand, perhaps.
Yeah.
So we want to remind folks once again that Lynn McGonigal, and you can go to lightworkersmethod.com, but Lynn McGonigal will be at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in Petaluma on November 3rd and 4th doing the Level 1, the Foundation class, and at the lightworkersmethod.com you can find out more about that class as well as to sign up for it. And then you'll be back at December 1st and 2nd doing Level 2, Letting Go of the Past. And this is a perfect time in this year of 2012 for people to, not only if they've never done it before, to connect with that energy that exists out there, but also to learn to really heal and transform themselves and let go of those things that are holding them back from the past. So at a minimal, this would make a wonderful closing gift at the end of the year for folks who just feel that they haven't gotten off that base that they're sitting on, and they're holding on and holding on. So I want to thank you, Lynn, for taking your time this evening to spend with us, and especially thank you for leaving your CPA practice.
It was a blessing to me, too.
To bring this to us, the Lightworkers Healing Method, as well as people can also, if you're unable to make it to these workshops at this time, also go ahead and pick up the Lightworkers Healing Method book, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be.
We also do have a distance learning program, a self-paced distance learning program.
Wonderful. And they can find out more about that at lightworkersmethod.com.
Absolutely.
And there's that distance learning right there under learning resources. And you can go to level one, level two. You can go through all four levels.
Absolutely.
So that's wonderful. Well, it's been a joy to meet you.
And you.
Thank you. And appreciate you walking us through that. Is there anything else you would like to make sure people grasp, understand, or know about Lightworkers Healing Method before we let you return to more of a evening slumber, hopefully?
Here's what I would say. Friends, we've come into a body for a purpose. We can do this. We can live the lives we intended to live. We can be who our souls want us to be. We don't have to get to the end of our lives and say, darn it, I missed it again. We can do it, and we can change the world. Let's heal the planet.
Well, thank you so very much for sharing that, and many blessings to you. I hope to meet you someday. I know I won't be at those trainings this time around, but I do hope to meet you someday. It's been a real joy and a blessing.
I would like to meet you, too. Thank you,
thank you so much.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste. Good night.
Good night. So, ladies and gentlemen listening, this is Good Vibrations Radio with Soul Azar and Kirilani. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll return with more Good Vibrations Radio right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Hey gang, this is Nolan from the Circle of Light, a monthly community event for those seeking to expand their consciousness and connect with other adventurous souls on the path of awakening. On the third Friday of each month, doors open at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road in Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. General admission is $11 at the door, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more info.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. As I mentioned earlier, Kirilani is on the Big Island of Hawaii on a spiritual retreat and will be there for the next couple of weeks. And these are the things that she does to really rejuvenate, regenerate, and refocus her soul and spirit. And they're quite gifts to her. They're very wonderful gifts for her to go through it. But I'll certainly miss her, but we certainly have her in spirit throughout the show as we can hear her voice in commercials and our return from commercials. So I love that. I love that part. Speaking of loving that part, you know, Howard Strauss is with us the first Wednesday of the first Saturday of every month. Of course, last Saturday was the Rota Fair, Rota on the 6th and 7th, and we did have that interview with Mark Allen and Stuart Wild, which unfortunately we programmed them out of sync, but that doesn't mean the podcast is out of sync, so we have them in perfect order. And so Howard wasn't with us, but Howard has something coming up. One of the things that Howard does, not only is he the grandson of Dr. Max Gerson and does Gerson Health Media, he's on air on Mondays on his own show Gerson Health Media, and you can go to GersonMedia.com to find out more about that. And he also helps with the publication of his mother's books on the various things. They're coming out with a new book on diabetes. But he's also part of a barbershop quartet, and they have the Suppressaires, I believe is the name of them, and they have a concert coming up October 20th, 2012, at CSUMB World Theater, right there in Seaside on the old Fort Ord. And so they have two shows, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. on October 20th. And it's wonderful. You can buy tickets online at theworldtheater.csumb.edu, or you can call the World Theater, 831-582-4580. And I'm going to post this up on the website so that you all know about it. But the tickets are $20. Under 18 is free. It's men chorus and quartets. There's women's chorus and as well. And it's called Love Letters from the Heart. What a beautiful, beautiful, event this will be. October 20th at the CSUMB World Theater. It's a show at 2 p.m. and a show at 7 p.m. So contact theworldtheater.csumb.edu for more information. And there's nothing like beautiful, coordinated singing, especially a cappella, that just really it's the music of our soul brought out to the voice. That's how I feel about that. Speaking of shows, next week, we want to let you know that we're going to be talking with Marlies Carlin, author of The Power of Peace in You. And we have a special meditation that Marlies will share with us also at that time. And we're going to talk once again with Sylva Dvorak. She was so wonderful. We spoke to her back in March. And she'll show how perfect you are and how whole you already are. And she provided a free download of her peace meditation for CD for all listeners of Good Vibrations Radio. And we have a link on the website for that. And I love that peace meditation CD. When we last spoke with Sylva, I actually kind of screwed up. I overwrote the recording of her show, so I never had a podcast to post for Sylva, and it was such a disappointment to me that was the case. And I spent a lot of time trying to recover that. I got all types of trying to pull out an overwritten file off the hard drive. It just never happened. It just didn't happen. But I was so sad to have lost that interview. It was such a powerful and wonderful interview. So I'd like to encourage you to listen next week when we do the show. Now, I want to remind folks, I haven't done this for a while, that you can go to goodvibrationsradio.com and you can sign up for our email list right on the services page. Just sign up at the bottom of the page. There's a place where you sign up, and go ahead and get the weekly newsletters that tell you who's coming up and what events are coming up, and you'll get that. It'll tell you who's going to be on the show. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter, but I will say for those who have signed up for the monthly newsletter that I haven't actually produced an October newsletter. I got so tied up with everything going on this month that didn't come out. And for those who actually came to the Rhoda Crystal and Psychic Fair at the fairgrounds last weekend, I want to thank you for stopping by and saying hello and letting us know what you appreciate and the things that you like about the show and the newsletters and the emails and everything else. It really just means so much to both Kirilani and myself to get that feedback, and we really appreciate it. And our heart goes out to all of you. So tonight I'm going to close with a peace meditation. And I love the peace meditation, and I'm just going to ask for those who are driving to give us your intention. And for those who are not driving, go ahead and get into a comfortable place and let us walk through this guided meditation together. As we close out after the peace meditation, we're going to listen to Healed, Whole, and Healthy from Karen Drucker, because that's the message from today's show. We all need to heal ourselves. We are whole. We are healthy. And we just need to embrace it, love it, and bring it out. So let's go ahead and start our meditation. So we're doing the meditation to the music Hope from Sean Paul and by courtesy of Sean Paul Productions. Dwight Eisenhower reminded us, we seek peace knowing that peace is the true climate of freedom. Attract world peace. Thoughts become things, whether conscious or unconscious.
Mother Teresa said, if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to each other.
The law of attraction states, that which is like unto itself is drawn. We've attracted our current circumstances with our past thoughts and actions. Let's try again.
As John F. Kennedy said, the problems of the world can't possibly be solved by skeptics or cynics whose horizons have become limited by the obvious realities. We need men who can dream dreams that never were.
The law of attraction tells us to dream of a world at peace. Believe it's possible. Dare to change your thoughts and act as if we're at peace.
Gandhi told us, you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
And Bernard Baruch said, if the history of the past 50 years teaches us anything, it's that peace does not follow disarmament. Disarmament follows peace.
John F. Kennedy shared, one person can make a difference. And every person should try.
One of the greatest modern statesmen, Winston Churchill, taught us that courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen.
Visualize a world at peace. Martin Luther King Jr. asked us to take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step.
John F. Kennedy said that peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. Attract world peace.
Nelson Mandela taught us, if you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy, and then he becomes your partner.
And Moshe Dayan told us, if you want to make peace, don't talk to your friends, talk to your enemies. Act as if we're at peace.
Harry Truman said, it is understanding that gives us an ability to have peace. When we understand the other fellow's viewpoint and he understands ours, then we can sit down and work out our differences.
The Dalai Lama told the world, each of us must learn to work not just for oneself or one's own family or nation, but for the benefit of all humankind. Universal responsibility is the key to human survival. It's the best foundation for world peace.
Buddha reminded us that all that we are is a result of what we've thought.
Be grateful for a world at peace.
Attract world peace.
Believe our world is at peace.
Albert Einstein taught that imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. Attract world peace.
The Dalai Lama shared, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries.
And Maya Kincaid shared a message from the humpback whales. Peace does not occur by changing your neighbor, your friend, or politician. It happens when humans take the personal responsibility to be peace itself. It begins at home with a peaceful heart.
Think of the changes that would occur in the lives of people you know. Not to mention how this would ripple out to others. Imagine how your life would change by this simple practice. Attract world peace.
Attract world peace. We want to thank our sponsors, Jacqueline Joy with Diamond Alignment.
We want to thank Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew from Seventh Awakening. And until next time, turn the lead in your life into gold.